Talk Live, it's your show. Take control of the airwaves. Hour number three, we kick it off. Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231, the toll-free number. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find that everything there is totally free. Now, take our site and all the features on it and compare it to virtually any other talk show out there, and you'll find that ours is way better. freetalklive.com. All right. So we're going back to Brasky. Brasky, you're back on the line. We were talking about immigration last hour. Hazleton, Pennsylvania has passed the most draconian anti-immigration law known to man, at least here in America. And you were kind of explaining it. Essentially, they're going to be fining landlords $1,000 per immigrant, per illegal immigrant found on their property. They're going to be also preventing businesses that have illegal immigrants working for them from obtaining licenses, or I guess yanking their licenses if they currently have them. And I'm sure there's a few more provisions here. But you were trying to explain to us the mentality of the people there in Hazleton, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, yeah. And first I'd like to just mention that I don't care who moves here, but I'm just not very warm and fuzzy with the way that I express myself a lot of times. So don't think that I'm really taking one side or another of the issue. I'm just explaining why this is making
and it's essentially what you've told us before is that this is an all-white community for the longest time.
Yeah.
And now essentially you have a bunch of xenophobes. You've got a bunch of people, a bunch of bigots living there that are upset by the fact that their lily white community has been invaded by people who are of a different color. Is that essentially what's going on?
Well, partially yes. Now there's been a big influx. And as I said, I think this is part of the war on drugs. There's been a big influx on people moving in here, and there's been a lot of drugs and a lot of crime in the past decade or so, and it's just gone through the roof. Okay, and we're in a triangle between New York City, a lot of the larger areas of New Jersey, like Trenton, New Jersey.
Got it.
And Philadelphia. And I think a lot of people are coming here because it's cheap to live, and there's a new market for selling drugs, and prostitution is going through the roof, and all kinds of things that go along with crime.
I'd like to actually posit that you take a look and make sure that you are correct in what you're saying about the crime going up.
Oh, it is.
Because here, and let me just finish my sentence here. A lot of what I've seen, a lot of reports where people actually tend to believe that crime is going up in an area, has to do with the fact that the news media is reporting about all this crime and all these certain things that are happening. When you look at crime statistics, at least nationally, and in a lot of areas, crime has been plummeting.
We've had charts in the newspapers how murders have gone up and up and up statistically every year here.
Okay.
And
well, you got to watch newspapers. I believe that if they have a chart, they must have information. But you got to watch newspapers.
Right.
They sell bad news.
It's the media. You have to watch the media.
Yeah, I'm not a historian.
What do you think is going to happen here, Brasky? Do you feel like they're going to really crack down on people? Are they going to create a immigration interdiction squad and start investigating landlords? I mean, what do you think?
Sadly, yes. That is what's going to happen. And in the county seat, they have programs going on right now where there's code enforcement is coming in, and they're giving landlords a hard time because they're quote-unquote derelict landlords or delinquent landlords.
Mm-hmm.
And their properties are just gone to pot, and they don't take care of their properties, and they're just got all junk in the backyards and that kind of stuff like that. So they're trying to crack down on it by imposing large fines on the landlords. And
as though the fines are going to help them clean up their property faster.
Oh, sure, yeah. You know.
Wow. So things are really, essentially what's going to happen here, according to Johnson's article here, Bloomberg pointing out that when you get rid of the illegal immigrants, the economy is going to crash and burn. Essentially, you're going to be talking about sucking population out of the area and punishing the existing landlords there and punishing business owners there. Hazleton's going to basically take a trip to the crapper, basically.
I believe you're right. And property values are already going down, and if there's nobody living in those rented apartments, then the buildings will be worth even less.
Wow. Brasky, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Go ahead. Crack down. Pass some more laws. Why don't you? Maybe the mayor will just walk around in a bulletproof vest the whole time, you know, the entire time he's elected there, because that's what he did. He signed this law into effect with a bulletproof vest on.
Well, I'm wondering how this town thinks they're going to find out that illegal aliens are working at particular businesses when you know, up to this point, they haven't done anything about it.
They're going to go in there with inspectors and check people out. That's what they're going to do.
I want to bring something up real quick here, especially about, you know, the point that I made about news media and statistics and all that stuff. You got to be really careful about it. And I'm going to give a plug here. There is a show run by a guy by the name of Dave Hitt. I believe you've probably talked to him before.
I'm aware of him.
He used to be on the Podcast Alley bulletin board system all the time. He's a libertarian. He calls himself a little libertarian. He borders real closely on being a big libertarian.
Okay.
I haven't heard him say anything that I've disagreed with. He does a really short show, a really short podcast, like normally it doesn't go over 15 minutes. He did a show recently on statistics and talked about how they can be twisted and like what you need to look for in statistics if you're going to look at them on the radio. And he managed to, you know, shorten down. He does a short podcast. Doesn't, you know, he dumbs things down a lot to help what he calls smartenize people. And I think he did a really good job on talking about these about statistics and what you need to look for.
You got to question everything,
you
know.
You
got to
question these things.
Especially 80% of all statistics are just made up.
Yeah, on the spot.
Right. Like
83.5%.
Right.
So I'd recommend that. DaveHitt.com, HITT.
Do you know what martinizing is?
Martinizing?
Yes.
No.
Oh, martinizing. That's why smartinizing is funny. Smartinizing is just adding an S to the front of martinizing, which is dry cleaning.
Okay.
That is funny. Let's talk to, let's go to Stephen in Massachusetts. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Stephen. What's on your mind?
Hey, earlier you were talking about the Libertarian Party and what was going on. And I think the problem that's going on in the Libertarian Party, and in fact the entire movement, is we're having a conflict of values.
What do you
mean? What I mean by that is the government's been getting so bad lately that I think we're having more of an influx of more mainstream, normal, middle-class Americans.
Okay.
Which, on the surface, seems like a good thing. It seems like a really good thing at first. But the problem I think I'm having here is the people who are coming in are middle-class people, and for the most part, like the status quo, the way it is.
Yeah, they're comfortable.
They like their jobs, and they like their lives.
Right.
Like mine, too.
Yeah, that's good. But the problem is, in theory, I think they are libertarians. If you explained it to them, and you asked them point by point, they would agree with what you're saying.
Right.
But their typical reasoning is they want to incrementalize everything. And the reason for that is because they are conservatives in the most classical sense of that term. They, for the most part, like the government, and they like the economic model that we're working in.
And conservatives, by their definition, are afraid of change. They want to keep things static. And so that's why they're fans of incrementalism, because they can't handle quick change. They can't handle large amounts of change all at once.
They want libertarianism to work. They just want it to work after they're dead. They don't want to actually have to be the ones to change.
That's a great observation, Stephen. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Mark in Vegas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Mark in Vegas. Going once. Mark is gone. All right, 800-259-9231.
I got distracted.
Johnson, you said ugh.
Just the increment. I want libertarianism and I want freedom
for my
during my life. No, not for my grandkids. For me.
Yes. As do I. And it's possible.
I want to be free.
Are you going to sing for us now?
No, I'm done.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness.
Let's move on about as long as it needed to.
Let's talk about... Exactly. I want to talk more about immigration here.
Okay, all right.
Let's move on here. Well, they say that, at a House subcommittee meeting, at a Border Patrol station, this is where they had the House subcommittee meeting.
Such symbolism. That's all that is.
At a Border Patrol station in San Diego, Republicans tried to focus on the potential for terrorists enter the United States through Mexico. Immigration reform must be national security reform, said Representative Ed Royce, the subcommittee chairman.
You know, the more I hear from the federal government, the less I want to be involved with it at all. 800-259-9231. I'm to the point where I'm totally convinced that it is useless, that there's no point in even having it anymore. Your thoughts, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. It's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Don't forget to ask about our special summer financing offer. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Call Sears now for your new cooling system at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream. Dream Magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream Magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
You can join us online. freetalklive.com is the place to go. We got all kinds of great stuff on the site. And that includes a listener map. You go to map.freetalklive.com to add yourself to it. Over 1,300 of our listeners are on the map already from around the world. You can see where they're at. Zoom in and zoom out, scroll around, and add yourself as a little digital pushpin. It's free, of course. Go to map.freetalklive.com. Again, map.freetalklive.com. Still talking about immigration. Apparently, let's see. Well, I guess it was Bloomberg, Michael Bloomberg, not Bloomberg, the news agency. Michael Bloomberg reporting that essentially if there's a mass exodus of immigrants from his city and other cities around the country, we're looking at some severe economic damage. And now the article is just sort of devolving into a political football to be thrown around by the Republicans and Democrats.
Well, yeah, they were kind of talking about how they had this meeting at a Border Patrol station in San Diego. And then I love how this says, and during the political football, it says, and it goes on to say this as though it's like they say it like a dirty word. Democrats at the hearing sought to portray GOP immigration and border policies as failures. So, I mean, already the article itself is definitely taking a political bent. They say this is, and I agree with them, unfortunately, this is a charade, said Representative.
Charade?
Charade.
Is charade correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't ask me. Sounds like you could pronounce it either
way. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Many words in the English language have alternate pronunciations.
We argue on this.
Go on.
This is a charade, said Representative Bob Filner, whose district includes the patrol station. It's a cover-up for the fact that they can't produce a bill and they can't secure our borders, which that point I absolutely agree with. It's not possible. Government can't do it.
Yeah, but you're saying you agree with him, but the way he's saying that is, well, if you put us in charge, we'd be able to secure the borders.
Well,
that's the hidden message.
Here's
there.
Exactly what he says. He says, Specter and fellow senators are trying to build support for a Senate bill that would allow a majority of the illegal immigrants to eventually become legal permanent residents and citizens, after paying at least $3,250 in fines, fees, and back taxes, and learning English.
Would that be okay? If you are one of the anti-illegal immigrant zealots out there, if you are one of the xenophobes, and this is what they pass. If they pass this legislation that says, okay, all you illegal immigrants, come forward, give us $3,200 in back taxes, and pass this English test, and we'll let you in, we'll let you be a citizen. Is that going to make them happy?
I can't see why that would make anyone but a government bureaucrat happy. $3,200 for the government? Why? What have they done to deserve this money? I mean,
they're claiming it's back taxes. That's what they owe, is what they're
please,
saying.
Please, immigrants pay all kinds of taxes and don't get returns. Many of them work on fake Social Security numbers. They pay taxes under that Social Security number. They never file an income tax return, and they
right,
never
so
get any
if
the
you
money
pay
back.
If you pay $3,000, then you get a real Social Security number.
It doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, it would make more sense to me is if you contribute to this, not-for-profit group that helps illegal immigrants get on their feet. You contribute your $3,200 to that. It would at least make more sense. I mean, it would still be just as inefficient as
what
government because you would force people to
now
do it.
Try to think like a xenophobe. Try to think like one of these. I don't want these illegals here.
No,
those kind of
people. Be catching. I don't think I want to think like that.
No, but what are they going to think of this? I mean, if this goes through,
that.
Well,
they're going to
hate it. Yeah, they have a competing bill, and the Republican House passed the competing bill that focuses on enforcement and has no provision for illegal immigrants or future guest workers.
Oh, so they just want to crack down and throw them all out?
Oh yeah, absolutely. President Bush, even though that bill is backed by the Republicans, President Bush doesn't support that bill. President Bush...
You mean he might actually veto it?
Oh, probably not. President... Because he's useless. President Bush, and apropos, President Bush visiting a Dunkin' Donuts shop in Alexandria, Virginia, promoted his view...
I like the filling.
I like the filling. Jelly. Jelly. What
like
this
the,
nation needs is more jelly.
I like the black raspberry.
I don't like filling, actually. I was just... pretending like I was really Bush.
I like apple. I like apple fritters.
Mm, not so much. I like the apple fritters, but I don't like those apple donuts.
When I'm biting into a donut, finding out that there's jelly in there...
Free Talk Live.
Hidden there.
You like to talk about donuts?
It's an unpleasant surprise. I don't care for it. It's a texture that I don't like to discover
like
on the inside of a donut. I don't like...
Or
I don't
eclairs.
Like, I don't like jelly-filled donut or
well,
cream
Boston
or whatever.
Cream is, you know, or eclairs, they have
no,
pudding.
It doesn't belong in a donut.
Please, hide nothing in my food.
Yes.
You don't like a big, creamy eclair?
No, I don't like... No, let's move on. Your donut preferences, 800-259-9231. We'll talk about it.
Right. Oh, God. Okay, so he promoted his view that immigration legislation should provide some means for illegal immigrants who have been in the United States for a long time to stay. We cannot kick out people who have been here for a while, Bush said, adding that they should be treated with respect. And dignity.
That may be the first time I've actually agreed with something he said.
Which means he's probably lying. After the hearing in Philadelphia, a Pennsylvania mayor who has pushed for the local ordinances cracking down on illegal immigrants.
This is the guy who was wearing the bulletproof vest.
Right. Ah. Asked for federal government assistance. We must dig deep into the city's accounts to pay for illegal immigrants. Well, illegal immigrants do not pay for their fair share of taxes, either
fair
to the
share.
City, or to the country, or to the state, or to the country. He's just repeating himself. said Louis J. Barletta, the mayor of Hazleton. The panel that met in San Diego was set to meet again.
You think
on
he did
Friday,
it in the fashion of like Jesse Jackson? To the country, to the state.
I'm just trying to
to the county. To the town.
The country again. I'm just trying to imagine what it's like to be this guy, this Louis Barletta, the mayor of Hazleton, Pennsylvania. He is so into this issue. He is so upset about it, so angry about it. It has consumed his life. He's now taken to wearing a bulletproof vest around town. I mean, he wakes up in the morning thinking to himself, oh, are they going to get me today?
Well, this is what I was saying earlier in the show. This guy, who is engaging in evil and force, believes he is doing something that is good.
Oh, I believe that.
He believes in a cause. He believes that he is acting upon what he thinks
he's
is
cleansing
the best thing.
He's cleansing America of the illegal immigrant scourge. And in order to do that, he needs to don his bulletproof vest every morning on the way to the mayor's office, grab his Glock, shove it in his... I mean, what is his life like? How paranoid is this guy?
And he believes, and he's got to protect. I mean, again, worst evil, best intentions.
All right. So if you want to talk about immigrants, or if you want to talk about donuts, 800-259-9231. Personally, I like the cinnamon.
I like crullers are good too.
Crullers.
Simple.
I don't know that.
They're the twisted ones.
Oh yeah, that's
like
what you call those.
It's just a glazed donut that somebody twisted up, right?
But the twisty is cool, man.
It's very light glaze. Very, very light. Not a lot of glaze.
How about donut holes? Overrated?
All right. Yeah, there are.
I usually get glazed donuts, just ordinary glazed donuts.
That's because you're boring.
Yeah, well.
Actually, you know, Walmart, the super Walmarts, have quite an interesting variety of donut holes. They actually have
There's a reason why they sell more glazed donuts than any other types of donuts.
It's funny. I like
they're better.
I like the just plain ones. I'm really simple like that. A plain donut with coffee is just nice.
Yeah, like an old-fashioned? Is that what
Yeah, the old-fashioned. Yeah. Original, just plain donut.
Yeah.
I like a cup of milk with my donut.
I like coffee.
You don't drink coffee.
No, I don't. No, I drink coffee. 800-259-9231. All right, so that is coming up. Hammer of Truth.
Why don't you get a vice, by the way?
You know what's good?
One freaking vice.
Bagels are better than donuts.
HammerofTruth.com reporting on how parents' authority is being subverted by government again. We'll explain. Coming up. Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Complaints, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Show a white flag and surrender to foe. Wave a racing green and everything's go. Throw refs yellow and it's no, no, no. But I'll give you the what's up of a red flag when we come back.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Not since waving one in front of bulls has a red flag signal such as stampede. If you call 2 miles per hour a stampede, that's the speed limit enacted by the Red Flag Act of 1865 for early automobiles, which were steam-driven and aptly called road locomotives. The law also required all road locomotives to have 3 attendants, one to steer, one to stoke, and one to walk ahead, waving a red flag to warn townfolk of the oncoming traffic. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love it.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Whatever you want goes. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The website is totally free. All of the features there are on the house as well. Get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, updates.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Earlier this week, we discussed parental notification, and that sort of morphed into a conversation about the parents' ability to decide for their children as far as what sort of health care they were going to be receiving.
Right.
The issue, I think, at hand was a young man that a baby that was abducted from a hospital by his own mother because a judge had ordered this boy to have a certain surgery done, and mom disagreed. Mom said, no, I want to go through a homeopathic kind of a remedy.
Mm-hmm.
She abducted her kid. They caught her. They brought the kid into the hospital, forced him to have the surgery anyway, and that was a pretty disturbing story.
Yeah.
Now, here's another one. From HammerOfTruth.com, Michelle Shingall reporting that the Today Show ran a story on Abraham Cherix. This young man is 16. Now, the other one that we talked about was a baby.
Child, yeah.
Right, a baby who obviously couldn't make his own decisions for himself. 16-year-old cancer patient who has opted out of another round of chemo in favor of an alternative treatment.
Okay.
And there are people out there that swear by some of these alternative treatments. Whether or not they work or not, that's another question. But you will find that there are people who are huge fans of these sorts of things. And the young man apparently has decided that he wishes to pursue a quality of life rather than a life measured by year markers. As I watched the interview unfold, my admiration for this boy's courage turned into horror. It seems that a social worker in this young man's state decided that his parents were neglectful. So, his parents supported his alternative treatment, meaning He wanted to get the alternative treatment.
Right.
Mom and dad were both behind him. So this was not a, you know, in the case of the case that we talked about earlier, it was dad and mom had separated. Dad and mom were sort of fighting over the baby as far as what the correct procedure was.
I wonder what the spin on the show was.
I don't know. In this case, both parents for this treatment that has not proven efficacious, by the way, and they were dragged into court by this social worker to defend themselves as parents. The state was then awarded a sort of joint custody, a custody which mandates that the young man submit to tests not of his choosing, nor his parents.
By the sounds of it, why does the state have a claim for custody?
The state knows best.
Hmm.
The social worker decided that she was going to...
How did the social worker get involved?
I don't know. Maybe a doctor ratted him out.
None of these people's business.
That's a great question. How did the social worker get involved? Well, to the government monster, it doesn't matter if the kid feels better on his organic alternative diet. It doesn't matter that his parents support his decision. The talons have dug in, and this young man will submit to any testing which may give him unpleasant news, if only to be sure that he can continue on his alternative path. And she goes on to point out that this young man has chosen not to merely exist. He's chosen to live. His path might be different than the Cancer Society's yellow brick road. That shouldn't be an issue. Not an issue for the courts. Sadly, government agencies continue to put themselves over free will and responsibility. So yet another example. This one even more egregious. This one is a case of a young man who I think 16 years old. I know he's not a legal adult yet. But I think you can decide for yourself. At a certain point, you become sentient enough to understand the options presented before you, and you can make these decisions. I think it's an absolute outrage that the state is doing things like this to people.
I have to agree. I think that this boy is old enough to know, if not what he can put in his own body, what he can choose not to put in his own body. I mean, and that's what chemotherapy is.
What would happen if the parents thought the chemotherapy was an okay idea, but the young man did not agree?
Hmm. I would have.
You're saying he can make the decision, but he really can't.
I would
legally.
Have to say that he should be able to decide what doesn't go in his body. Like the negative action is more. You know, he has more control in the negative than he would in the positive. Do you know what I mean?
True. I mean, he could always, essentially, if his parents were trying to feed him something he didn't want, he could close his mouth. If they wanted,
no, but I think because he is able to do those things, that he should be afforded more decision making ability in that arena. You know,
I think
mean?
So too.
Yeah,
I think it's outrageous.
I don't think that if your parent wants you to have chemotherapy, that in the same way that I don't think that if a dad wants a girl to have an abortion that he should be able to force her into it. Nor do I think that the parents should be able to force a treatment on them.
There you go. Your thoughts?
I do think the parents should be allowed to kick him out if they
If there's anybody out there that thinks the government was right in this case, I'd really like to hear from you. 800-259-9231.
I just kind of had a thought. If I were this kid and these parents, I'd tell my kid, look, what we're going to do is we're going to get you the paperwork. You're 16 years old. You're of legal age. We're going to sign some emancipation papers. You are now a legal adult, which means you make your own decisions. Thank you. Bye-bye, government. Have a nice day.
Yep. Good idea. All right, let's talk gas prices, Mark.
All right, well, let's get down to it. There's an analyst, I suppose some expert or another, coming out and saying...
An expert on fumes.
We're going to have $4 gallons of gas by this summer. Which
it is this summer. When was this written?
This summer.
Oh, okay. By the end of the summer?
Right, correct.
Okay, because we're squarely in the middle of the summer at this point.
It says this summer.
Okay.
We're going to have $4 a gallon prices this summer.
I guess we're not in the middle. We're third of the way.
But I think that it's a little unfair because is that going to be the average nationwide price, or is that going to be...
It's going to be the premium price, the high-end
nationwide
price.
Or, I mean, I'm sure in California they're probably paying $4 a gallon right now.
I don't know. There's gas maps you can pull that stuff up on. I don't think they're quite to that point.
NBC News reported today on a new Lundberg survey showing that the average national gas price had spiked up to 11 cents, spiked 11 cents to over... in over 2 weeks to $3 per gallon, the second highest level in U.S. history. We're within a couple of pennies of the nominal all-time high last September when there was a shortage of gasoline brought on by hurricane damage, and we're just 6 cents under the real high, the inflation-adjusted high for March of 81 in today's dollars.
I saw that the oil price had hit that record. earlier today. In fact, it hit a record before, and now it's at another record. And it takes time for that to cycle down. It, when the oil price hits a record, it takes time for those prices to be reflected at the pump.
Right. I think it's a little unfair to say the inflation-adjusted high of March 81 because inflation has been higher than it has been reported, so therefore the dollar in 81 was more valuable than it is than an adjusted dollar is now. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense if you understand where I'm coming
right.
from. Also this morning, Brad Proctor of Gas Price Watch, apparently somebody's making a living off of this, told ABC News he was expecting possible $4 a gallon prices this summer. We'll see three and possibly four, depending on the three. We're seeing that now, but depending on where the summer goes in terms of hurricanes and other natural disasters that may happen. We'll see an upward trend occur. So they're only expecting gas prices to go up.
I'm looking at the map.
GasBuddy.com.
Yeah, I'm looking at GasBuddy.com, where it actually shows the entire map of the United States. And each county is actually...
California, oh my God.
Yeah, you can actually see each county outlined here. California, it's funny, California, the entire state is red.
Wow.
And so the gas
compared
map...
to everywhere else.
The gas map goes from green, dark green being the cheapest, at this is regular gas, $2.62. The cheapest states looks like Wyoming, that sort of area.
South Carolina, almost always.
Also, Texas, fairly affordable.
And Massachusetts looks like it's off the chart, too.
California's insane. Illinois and Minnesota, actually, a little bit on the hot side. Actually, it looks like the New York City area is pretty heavy as well. So, basically, bigger government, higher gas prices, essentially, is what you're seeing here. So, that's not going to be good. Now, I remember when we were in New York City, Mark, it wasn't quite up to $4. It was high. I think it was like $3.75.
Did we actually see a gas station while we were in the city? Because I don't even know if they can afford room in Manhattan for a gas station.
I don't remember it. If you've got thoughts on the gas thing, 800-259-9231. Of course, as the prices go up, that's not going to be good for the economy. It's going to inflate prices. All the cost of all the products you buy, they're going to go up as well. Yikes. More on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too. Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com. Check, please. I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John.
Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com. Deal.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but still enough time for your call at 800-259-9231. Wow, that was a quick fade on the music there, Bora. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site totally free. We give it away to you. What do we ask in return? Well, first, that you enjoy the show and spread us around. Tell your friends about Free Talk Live. Secondly, if you want to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations, spread the message of freedom and liberty around the country and around the world, then AMP is the best way to do it. And actually, we've had a nice little spate of AMP signups this week. So thank you to everybody that has, because we had sort of a two-month lull. What we do is every $25 with the AMP program, we release a new perk. We release a classic episode of Free Talk Live.
And of course, me being the data guy that I am, I wish we were graphing it, but
you could do it if you wanted to.
You do have the info, right? Or something like that.
I don't know. We'll figure all that out. Anyway, every $25, we release a classic archive. And so we reached $1,525 back in May. That was our total back in May. So I released a classic archive. And it's taken us 2 months to reach $1,550 because we dropped off. We dropped all the way down to like $1,450. And that was because a couple of our big contributors canceled. They had a tough time. It was right after tax season. Somebody just bought a house. I mean, everybody's got their reasons why they have to drop out. They still love the show. They usually when somebody drops off the AMP program, it's because their budget has really closed up on them. And so we totally understand that. And so we're back up. We're upwardly mobile again. And so if you've considered joining AMP, now's a great time to do it. AMP.freetalklive.com gets you all the details because it's helping us get more stations on. That's a fact. AMP.freetalklive.com. All right, we're going to George in D.C. on the Amplifier line. George, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, those gas prices are getting sick. It's already got me car shopping.
Really? What are you looking for?
Right now I'm thinking one of those Corollas because Toyota's about to introduce the new model for next year, and they're trying to get rid of the current one. So I know I can get one for probably about just over $3,000 off the sticker.
But what's the sticker?
Sticker's probably about 16 something.
Now these aren't hybrids. It can't be hybrids at that price. This is a gas car. Why is it that you're going to buy a brand new car?
Well, essentially, in this case, the monthly payments are going to be a lot less. Right now, I'm paying $453.
George, the best advice I was given, and it was in a book called Wealth Without Risk, was to buy a two-year-old car and sell it when it's 4 years old. I'm not sure about the selling it when it's 4 years old, but you can get a car that's 2 years old, and you don't take all that hit in retail, even if you're getting, quote-unquote, $3,000 off the sticker. You're still paying some retail because that big business that you're from which you're buying it, they have to make money. So
if you're paying $500 a month, George, hang on a second. I don't know if it's good advice to buy a two-year-old car per se. I think buying a used car is definitely a good idea, whether it's 2 years old or 8 years old. You're paying $500 a month. That's $6,000 a year. That's
around
a used car right there. If you were to lay down six,
right,
huh?
Yeah, it's 453, but yeah.
Whatever. I'm just running the numbers for you here. If you were to lay down $6,000, you could get yourself a nice used car that's not going to require really much work, because $6,000's enough to where you could get something that's working, and then you own the car outright, and then once you pay that car off, then you're not paying $500 a month anymore. I think it's the worst idea in the world to be buying a brand new car. I really do.
Oh, really?
I seriously think you should reconsider that, man, because you're just going to get yourself... If you can get out of your current car and get a car that you can own outright, you will save so much money in the long run. And if you keep it...
Ride it into the ground.
Right, ride it into the ground, because if you keep the car, you're the one who's taking care of it. You know what's wrong with it, if there's anything wrong.
Right.
You know, you're the one that's been doing the oil changes. You know that's been kept up to shape. I've had my truck. I own it outright. I've had it for 5 years, and I plan on continuing to have it. So,
yeah, I'm currently not upside down like where I just would sell my car.
Get out while you can. I say get out while you can, and own instead of leasing and making payments, because they're just jacking you, man. They're just getting you good on interest payments. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
Possible good news.
Really?
Actually, the other thing before I mention the possible good news, I want to just real quickly say, you know, I found some plans. I wish I knew a mechanic. I actually found online free plans, not a pay for the plans, you know, one of those
scams,
but free plans to make your car run on water.
Come on.
I found free plans to make your car run on water. It details everything. I will, I'll look them up. And
what's it take to do this?
You build an electrolysis thing that generates the hydrogen and oxygen, and you have an engine that uses hydrogen and oxygen. It's supposed to,
And have they done it?
Probably a little harder than the Snap type model, huh?
Yes, you need to have some mechanical skill, but the plans are right there.
Wow, that's cool. All right, so you say you have
good
news. I'd
love to learn how to build that. But possible good news. Congressional leadership of both parties gets a thumbs down. Only 38% of Americans approve of the job that Democrats in Congress are doing today. Not materially greater than the 33% of approving of Republicans. More than half of Americans disapprove of each party's performance in Congress. In fact, the ratings for both parties are the worst. This is from a Gallup poll. The worst Gallup has measured in its periodic updating of this trend since it began asking the question in 1999.
In the last 7 years, the trend has been that more and more people trust the Republicans and Democrats less. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Got it.
So it says here, according to this little graph, it says approval of Republicans and Democrats in Congress. Republicans in Congress, it says only 33% approve, 60% disapprove, and 7% have no opinion. Democrats in Congress, they say 38% people approve, 55% of people approve, disapprove, and 8% have no opinion. But the biggest thing...
This represents some serious opportunity for third parties.
It certainly does, because what I think the biggest thing that I think is important is that they also asked the question, the country is better off with which party in control of Congress? And they asked this question of Republicans, independents, and Democrats. So when they asked Republicans which party are they better off with, only 54% of registered Republicans said that we're better off with Republicans.
Wow.
Which means that 2% said that they're better off with Democrats. Even though they're registered Republicans,
right,
they're saying that they're going to make a switch. But 44%...
40-plus percent said it doesn't matter.
Right. 40-plus percent said, regardless, it doesn't matter,
wow,
no opinion.
That's stunning.
Now, when they asked the same question of independents, 9% said Republicans, 25% said Democrats. And, of course, being independents, they said 66% said it's the same regardless. It doesn't matter. They don't have an opinion. It doesn't matter. Either one.
Right.
Now, ask Democrats which would be better. Less than 0.5% said that we'd be better off with Republicans.
Go figure.
Yeah. 59% of Republicans, of Democrats said that we'd be better off with Democrats. And 40% said...
Straight up 40%?
Yep, straight up 40%.
Still, I mean, 40 and 40-plus percent,
so
stunning.
Democrats
it doesn't
tend
matter at all.
Democrats right now tend to like their party better, but still, out of all walks of politics, of registered People who are registered with either independent parties, registered with Republican parties, registered with Democrats, across the board, better than 40% of even people with registered political parties don't think it makes a difference who's in power because they both stink.
And this is right. This is great news, by the way. This is excellent. It's a great opportunity for libertarians, but it's one reason why we need to stay as ideologically pure as possible and put out the most pure libertarian message as possible, so we can show these people who are so disappointed how different we are, and not that we just want to be sort of like these other guys. Let's talk to Eric in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hey, Eric.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
You're on. What's up?
So yesterday you guys were talking about, the very scary methamphetamines.
Yes.
And, I forget who he was, who called in to talk to you guys about it, but he was from Montana.
He was.
And I'm currently living in Montana right now.
I see that.
Amazing coincidence.
I don't know, have you guys ever heard of the Montana Meth Project?
No, what is it?
Well, I would call it a scare campaign. Your teeth are going to fall out, your nose is going to collapse, you're going to become schizoid. They've got billboards, like with, you know, these horrible images of teeth falling out and, you
sure,
know,
demonizing the meth users, scaring people. They don't want people to use it, understand?
Right, okay. So I just wanted to bring it to people's attention that if you're ADD and you're taking ADD medication and your Adderall doesn't work, or if too many side effects, your doctor will prescribe dextroxin.
What's that?
Methamphetamine.
Essentially the same thing that they're selling on the streets?
Chemically identical.
Wow.
Yeah. Go on to Wikipedia and look around. I mean, Adderall is actually just one hydroxyl group away from methamphetamine.
So why is it that those people aren't having their teeth falling out, that sort of thing?
Well, because it's a scare campaign.
Maybe it's because the meth addicts are just not brushing their teeth. Maybe they're just so high on meth all the time, they're just not taking care of themselves. That's probably what it is. Eric, thanks for the call, man.
Hey,
appreciate
no
hearing
problem.
From you. Because drug addicts, they sort of lose track of priorities.
Now, lots of things are bad for your teeth.
More is on the way tomorrow night. We'll see you online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you're